Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Tracks. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't even gonna do no intro on this one.
This is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up? What up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8, and right now you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio,
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio, entertainment, with your host, Rich Money, don't keep it locked.
J. Kevsky, and you're listening to GQ Palace. Palace.
Let's go. This is Elias, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio. Follow me.
Let's go.
Follow me. Yeah. Follow me.
Let's go.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know, the golden era of hip-hop, baby. You are now tuned in to GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure. Formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse, currently with Elements of Death. Y'all already know what it is. Right now, you're tuned in to GQ Palace. Keep it locked and locked and locked and locked.
Hey, yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susie, and I'm chilling with my dog, Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed the wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Party at. Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and wax from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
What's going on, Don Dealers, ladies and gentlemen, kings and queens? I am your host, Rich Money, and with me I have the beautiful Storms.
Hello.
So I want to thank everybody for joining us again this evening. It's been a lot of very nice. Okay, there we go. Okay, Storm, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me now? Yeah.
Hello.
Yes, I can hear you. Microphone check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Okay, Storm is in the building. There we go, there we go.
Rich Money, how you doing?
I'm okay, Storm. I'm hanging in there. How was your weekend? In your week, rather.
I'm happy that it's Friday. I'm happy it's Friday. Happy it's Friday. Thank God it's Friday. I'm very happy the week is over thus far. You know, it's technically, for some people, it's the weekend is here right now because they're off tonight, tomorrow, you know, Sunday. So I'm definitely super excited.
Yeah.
It's been a rough week. Happy 4th of July to those of you.
4th of
July was, you know, on Tuesday. Yeah. So happy 4th of July to you guys. The fireworks was crazy.
Oh, yes, they were.
I just feel like it was nonstop. I mean, it was beautiful. It was beautiful. Well, I was like, are you done yet? Are you done? Like,
yes, yeah. They went berserk this year. And the weather, oh, my gosh. The weather was just... How was your intake on the weather, Storm?
You know, some people was like, oh, we got rain. And other people were like, we didn't get no rain. You know, where were you at? And, you know, I was listening to people, and they're like, oh, it was pouring down rain for a while. But then for us, we're like, that little drizzle that you saw, you know? Like, so, yeah, it was definitely tricky. We've been trying to do, like, a census of, has it rained the 4th of July? Like, when was the last time it actually rained on the 4th of July? And
yeah,
I can't remember.
Because it usually rained on the 4th. But it didn't rain like, you know, like it normally does.
Right, for us, though. But for some people, depending on the area of which they're in, it was pouring down raining. It was pouring. So, but thank God, you know, we're here to live and see another day. We're thankful for that. I wanted to ask you a question. I know we do have a special guest coming on this evening around 7:30. He's going to be on the, he's a part of the show for the AAECS on July 15th in Riverhead, the free concert. But I just want to ask you real quick, Rich Money, what's your take on Keke Palmer and that outfit that she had on? What's your thought? I know we have,
Keke
kind of off topic, but...
Oh, Lord, Keke Palmer and that outfit. You know what's bad about Keke Palmer with the outfit? With a lot of people, because she just had a baby, she in a relationship. But you know, as I sat and I thought about it, you know, it depends on how her boyfriend or whatever takes it. She's a celebrity, you understand? But the way she was all on Usher, no.
Oh God,
you know, that I definitely disagree with, the way she was all on Usher like that. She shouldn't have been on him like that. I think that's gonna cause some conflict in her relationship.
Okay, what I was confused about was, you know, Twitter and everything was talking about her baby father, saying how he had made a statement, you know, like, you're a mother, you shouldn't be dressed like that, you know. But then when I seen, like, a little clip of the video, I said, so he was worried about her outfit and not that she was grinding on Usher?
See?
Like, make it make sense. She was... in his arms, I mean, but then again, too, I mean, they say sex sells, you know. She was playing a part, I guess. You know,
but you know what it is, too? Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, but you know what I think it is, too? It's also the fact that, you know, considering the fact that, you know, her boyfriend said that, I think he's a little jealous anyway. Because she's in the limelight. She's real big. You understand? She's real big at what she's doing and everything. And a lot of people know her. You know? So I don't think it boils down to the fact of him being jealous of of her outfit. I mean, her outfit. I think it's the fact that it was Usher, and that's what he had to use to say was her outfit. Not the fact that, oh, you was rubbing up on Usher, because Usher got a lot of them rubbing up on him. You know, first time he had Taraji, and she was throwing the back at him and everything on stage.
Mm-mm.
Then it was, who was it, Jasmine Sullivan. Mm-hmm, yeah. And now Keke Palmer. So, you know, it's a lot of them that's been throwing it at Usher. I don't know. Usher, maybe, I don't know. But, you know, but for him to say that, it's like, I think he was jealous, is jealous, and he just didn't want to mention Usher's name. But then now you got Usher's fan base going at you. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but the way they going at him now, they done went back, you know, to different video clips and found different things on his page, and now they're saying he's a Trump supporter, and they found footage. You know, it's like, yes. So I just say, I asked the question to say, I feel like he wasn't really in the spotlight until the statement was made on Twitter. Now he's in the spotlight for all negative things, you know. And I as a woman, I just feel like we have to be mindful of, you know, ourselves, because people play the part, you know. They play the part of, you know, Usher and, you know, sex selling and the movement and the all over him, the duet singing. You know, it's like this is what society has made us comfortable to do. And I've seen many people on the red carpet that have, like, next to nothing on. Next to nothing. I mean, sheer, you know, just with, like, the, you know, the pasties on. Just, like, I've seen a lot of it. And I just wonder if that's what we're doing now. I remember back in the day, I still see the Little Kim or Foxy Brown. They have, like, the sheer outfit with the pasties, you know. But that was back then. For now, us to be in 2023, and we're still wearing sheer outfits with, you know, a thong, bathing suit. I mean, I think it's great that she has the baby. I just think that we just all have to be mindful of the things we do and say, you know. Maybe that was part of her acting career.
You know, I understand that. And like you said, you know, but like look what Gabrielle Union had on just a couple of months or so ago. She had on this lace, this sheer gown, but in the back of it, her butt and everything is cut out, and you see a bathing suit on. And she, well, was she hugging Taraji? I don't know if you've seen that picture where her and Taraji is hugging each other.
Yeah.
But in the back of that, in the back, her whole back is out, and she got a bathing suit on. And it's funny how they didn't show that, but they showed it on the TV. And they showed her walking, and then you see Taraji, because Taraji's walking behind her, saying how good she looked. Taraji had on a lace gown in the front, you know, like Little Kim had on, but, you know, just see the tape covering her, you know, pardon me, her nipples, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like everybody's wearing something. So what Keke had on, to me, is no comparison to what they were wearing. Because if you regularly look at it, what she had on was a one-piece bathing suit and a lace suit under it. I mean, over in a one-piece bathing suit. That's all she really had on. And that's why I say the boyfriend, the husband, or whoever you want to call her, whatever you want to call herself, he's not mad at what she was wearing. He's mad because she was doing it to Usher. I bet you with Flavor Flav, he wouldn't have had a problem with it. No.
You know what? I can't. Not Flavor Flav. Of all people.
You know, just give it expression, you know. I don't think he would have had a problem with it. So it's like, come on, yo. She's a celebrity. You knew what you was getting involved with when you got with her. Plain and simple. You knew what was the outcome. You knew what was going on. You know how this thing plays. No, you know what's going down. Don't act like you don't know it. All right, you her baby father now. Don't try to call shots to make her, you know, feel like, okay. You know, like, boom. All right, because now if you look at her brotherly love, if that was her boyfriend at the time, was she mad at the love team? Was she mad at when she was kissing homeboys, slapping them down and everything? You understand? Before the baby. And if y'all was together then, there's no way you get mad at that. Because that brotherly love, I think at one point she was naked. I'm not sure. I don't quote me on it. I can't remember. I don't know if she was naked. But, you know, like a love scene thing. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
You know. So for her boyfriend or her husband or whoever he is to say something like that, it's like, come on, yo. Damned if you do, damned if you don't. You know. Don't get mad at her for living her life, you know. And now you in a part of it and you want to try to play a Nicki Minaj and Safari thing, you know what I mean? Nah, it don't work like that. You know, I think that's bad business, me personally.
I don't know, but if you're saying that, shout out to Erica Mena on those movies on, was it Tubi?
Those movies
that was on
there.
There.
Fire.
Not to go off topic,
fire.
But shout out to her. She played the part. Shout out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know, you know, I was watching her from Love and Hip Hop, but to be able to watch her in acting, she definitely played the part, and I feel like she's in the wrong line of work with Love and Hip Hop, where she's acting crazy and stuff, you know, online. I think that the acting is definitely, that may be this, not that I'm telling you that for passion, but that should be something
she
was good at that, you know. She was definitely good at that, so shout out to her, and girls, do some more acting, because you did your thing. You did your thing.
What was the stepmother?
Right.
Her stepmother. Mm-hmm. She definitely did her thing. Yeah. She definitely did her thing on it. And I too far didn't know who she was. She said it. And you know what? You know, just for y'all to know, you know, me and Storm, you know, that's my baby. I know y'all know that by now. We have an anniversary coming up tomorrow. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Like, wow. We got what, 12 years? 12 years she dealt with my madness. Do you believe that?
Oh, God.
Shout out to Storm, my baby, my wife, putting up with me. So,
same thing, vice versa. All right, all
right.
No.
What do you think about this weather?
I'm just very... I'm happy that the smell is gone from the fires in Texas. I want to say that. I'm happy that the smell is gone. I know when I looked online, they said it was still fires going on, but I'm very happy that the smell is gone because I just feel very uncomfortable with the fact of, I'm sorry, the Texas and Canada, excuse me, from all the way from there until here, how the smell and the discoloration, I don't know if you did see it, it's funny, but to be able to see and smell what we smelt all the way in
New York
days after the fire was already going on, I don't know, I'm a little worried about that.
No, because there's no way, you know how I figure, there's no way we can't smell no fire at the World Trade Center, but we smell fire all the way from Canada. That's impossible. I'm sorry to say, that's impossible. There's no way. There's more to that situation. There's way more to that situation. How could you not smell fire right down in Midtown where a plane flew into a building? But you can smell a forest fire or whatever they want to call it, camping, whatever, from Canada. No, ain't no way.
And see it. You can smell it and see the difference.
Exactly.
The discoloration.
It was so red.
Right. Right. So that, I don't know, that has me a little worried, I must say. To say, and I say that to say, you know, that right there was like, wow, is this for real? What is the government really trying to tell us or show us? You know, what secretly situation is going on that we don't know about? Because I thought that was a bit much. So I'm a little worried about that. And then how the air quality is so bad. And, you know, I'm definitely worried. I'm definitely worried about that.
Yeah, and, I believe it is something to worry about. Because, you know, I'm sorry to say, but this whole situation that's going on with this the government and everything, I'm sorry to say, but something ain't right here. Something definitely is not right. And that is bad business, you know. I don't know, you know, who's listening or what's going on, but it's not. It's not good at all. And I mean, when I say it was red, as a matter of fact, I went to get a cheeseburger that day. I was at East Meadows, and I went to get a cheeseburger, and I just dropped somebody off. And as I'm looking out the window, me and the dude looking like, yo, look how red it is. Like, it's turning red like fire. And then when I was trying to smoke, the owner of the restaurant even told me, he said, you know what, you can stay in here for a little while longer. You wanted to stay in here. I was like, nah, let me just go. But it was crazy. It was crazy. I never seen it like that before in my life.
Yeah, me either. Nah. That's why I said, what's really good? What's really going on, you know? And that we got to pay attention. We got to make sure we are alert. And we're aware of what's going on. Because certain things are happening. It's just, it's not right. You know, it's not right. Just in my opinion, like I said, you know, the beauty of being at the palace is, you know, everything is based on opinions and facts of how we feel. You know, and it's our opinion, you know, that this is what's happening and this is how we're feeling about it. You know, just feel like something's up.
You know,
really
while we on topics, what do you think about that Jeremy Brown situation?
You know, I still stand firm as being a mom and never wanting to do anything that'll put my kids in harm's way. You know, and I feel like both people should have walked away. You know, unfortunately, it didn't happen, obviously, but I feel like both people should have walked away. If I'm not making excuses for anybody, but I just feel myself, I feel like knowing I have my kid in the car or my kids in the car, no, I don't want you to bring me a gun. You know, instead of you bringing me a gun, I'm going to walk out that store, you know, and I'm going to get into the car and I'm going to drive someplace else, and I'm not going to allow, you know, people to bring me out of character. I'm at that point, I believe, in my life where we have to be able to make better decisions for ourselves. And I feel bad for the young man. You know, prayers go out to everyone that's involved, the family of the deceased, everybody, because I believe Brown did have some mental issues that he was working with. And when he said, I swear my mother, my grandmother, if you say something, say one more word, I'm going to knock you out. To me, he swore on a woman, okay? He swore on a woman that he was going to knock out another woman. To me, that is a red flag by itself. So I believe that he needed help. I believe that he couldn't calm himself down at that point. And I felt, you know, like, the mom couldn't calm herself down. Everybody was so worked up, you know, and ultimately one person lost his life, but they had the casket for Brown, his picture on it with a whole bunch of money, and they were promoting his shirt saying Knockout King, you know, promoting the fact that I guess he's known in the hood for knocking people out. They were promoting it, you know, and everyone, I don't know, I just feel like people don't really understand that not only did somebody lose their life, but also you have a 14-year-old that took a life. And he has to live with that, you know, for the rest of his life. And sure, they'll, you know, they'll have, you know, they'll sue and they'll get paid, but there's no amount of money that's going to heal his mental situation. And if he doesn't feel nothing, as some callers say, oh, he's born, he's raised for this, he was trained for this, he lives in Chicago, this, that, and the other. It don't matter where you're from. I don't think nothing prepares you for taking someone's life. I'm sorry. Or nothing prepares you for seeing your mother getting punched in the face as if, you know, she's a man. So I definitely believe that. I hope the mother does get him some help, as well as get herself some help, because as adults, we gotta, you know better, you do better. And I believe she knew better.
Mm-hmm.
But in the midst of the situation, she just felt like she had to prove a point as well.
You know,
at her son's expense.
I feel like on her behalf, she felt like she was talking to this boy who was like, she could have been a mother too. You understand? She's old enough to be his mother. So I understand they arguing or whatever. And usually when people say, oh, yeah, I swear I'm going to punch you in your face, I said, they don't normally do that. You understand? I believe if it was a man there, he wouldn't have done that. He wouldn't have told no dude, oh, if you be quiet, I'm swearing my girl, I'm going to punch you in your face. I don't think he would have done that. I think it was the fact that, okay, he was mad about whatever happened. I don't know what was the outrage about or whatever the case was. But he was mad about it, and he told her that. And they say he had a problem with females. So he was one of those guys that always deal with. You could tell he didn't even know how to fight, really, because when he punched her, he fell to the side. How do you punch somebody and fall to the side? So when he punched her,
yeah,
he fell to the side of her. So you understand? So to me,
mm-hmm,
I felt like, all right, well, you beating up on this woman, but if it was a man, what if you had done the same thing? You understand? You got to realize the little boy coming in, or whatever, he see this guy beating up on his mother. And he got to finish hand, so he's gonna shoot for his mother. He's going to protect his mother like any young kid would or any man would for their mother. He's going to protect their mother. You understand? So I feel like in that situation, you know, I don't feel no pity, no Lord forgive me. May he rest in peace. But I felt like, you know, all that he caused, that outrage and everything, it was uncalled for. And, you know, at one point I do agree with what you say, you know, they both should have walked away. Yes, they both should have walked away. But obviously, neither one of them did, and one of them had to come out to speak in the long run. And people saying, oh, all those people in there, why didn't they help? Come on now. Everybody that's saying that, would have you helped? That's the thing,
right.
People could say stuff, but, you know, everybody, oh, all those people was in there. Touch and says, why nobody helped her? Why nobody helped her? If you was in there, would you have helped her? If you seen that man push that lady? You wouldn't have done nothing. Nobody wouldn't have done nothing. Nobody wouldn't have done nothing. You understand? Because some people just don't want to get involved with the situation. But to sound like a good Samaritan, oh, yeah, well, I would have done. No, you wouldn't have. No, you wouldn't have. You know, let's keep it real, keep it gully. I'm not even, no, if it's not my family or anything, I'm really not going to get involved. I'm sorry. If it's not my family or whatever the case is, or somebody I truly know, I'm not going to get involved with that because you don't know who these people are and what situations it is. You get involved with that, whatever their boyfriend and girlfriend, you'd have got involved with it such and such. And for him, she probably would have jumped on you. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes
yeah,
the situation is when you don't know people, it's best to just leave it alone. Let it be. You understand? But, well, it's 7:32, Storm. I don't know if this guest is on the line, but I'm going to let you introduce them. And if they is on the line, could you press 1, please? But go ahead, Storm.
Yes, I don't know. I get it. I understand. You know, she said, get the gun. Get the gun. You know? So there's a difference. If you could fix your lips and you could say, get the gun, then you could fix your lips and your feet to walk out. I'm sorry. And a lot of people nowadays, it's not if you see something, say something. A lot of people are not saying nothing, but they're seeing a whole lot. You know, people get into accidents, deadly accidents, and you don't know if the person's going to live or die. And first thing people do is pull out their phone. That's the first thing they do. They're not trying to, you know, help the person or get them out of the car. They pull out their phone to record. So my thing is, at the end of the day, we got to do better than this. You know, we have to lead by example. We have to make sure that we, you know, hold ourselves accountable for the different things that happens in our life, the different things that we allow to happen, the different things that you know, we sit and say, oh, no, that's not going to be me, or I'm not going to do this. The next thing you know, the first person that's going to do it and pull your phone out to record and see something. So, yeah, it's a sad situation. It's a sad situation. And, you know, I'm definitely praying for, you know, the young man. You know, I'm praying for him because ultimately he's 14 years old. And like I said, it doesn't matter where you come from or how you raised. I don't think anything in this life prepares you for taking a life. You know, I don't think anything prepares you for that. To being called a killer, to being called, oh, a natural born killer. Oh, you're trained for this. You're built for this. I'm sorry. You could take me to a boot camp. I don't know if I'm ever going to be mentally prepared to take someone's life. You know, yes, in the heat of a situation, we all going to do what we have to do. But at the end of the day, I just feel like don't put me in that situation. Don't do it. Don't put me in that situation because at the now what? Sure, the mom is saying that she, you know, still has bad headaches and stuff. You know, they did, they showed the information about Brown and how he's burnt, like, his baby mother's house down and he, a lot of domestic violence. You know, of course, you know, when something happens, even the victim, you know, is made out to be the bad person. So in this situation, the mom is actually suing the police department because her and her son were arrested, you know. And that to me was traumatic. But the son pulling the trigger, that's traumatic. That right there should outweigh anything is, I love my kids. I want to make sure my kids get the best treatment they can possibly get, and I'm not going to do anything that's going to put them in harm's way. And I do feel like this mother did put her son in harm's way. I'm sorry, guys, for the calls and listeners who are listening. That it's just this your girl Storm. That's just how I feel, you know. I feel that as a parent, we got to do better, you know. Don't get the gun. Let me walk out this place. Let me leave that food right there. That right there is what should have been done to me. But, you know, that's nor here nor there. So I really don't, you know, I really don't know. You know, it's kind of like at a loss for words of just not knowing, you know. But real quick, Jawan Sween, you do have to press the 1 button. You have to call 319-527-6761. Press the 1 button to go on the air. Those of you who are listening from the computers or from your cell phones, you can always press the link, and that will allow you to listen to the show. But in order to go on the air, you do have to dial the number 319-527-6761 and press that 1 button. But Rich Money, I hope and pray that there's going to be some type of funding that's set up for this young man. I really do. I hope something.
Yeah.
And at that money that the mother's going to get, he should have something put away for him for a little trust that he can't get to until he gets older. But meanwhile, set up him some therapy for right now. And I'm hoping how we have all these artists that come through when they help with people's educations and stuff like that. I hope that there is someone out there that is able to help out with his education. And mom, if that neighborhood isn't that safe, maybe once you get that money, you can move yourself out that neighborhood to be in a safer neighborhood, if that's the situation.
Exactly.
You know,
all right.
So
what we're going to do real fast, though, I believe I call a call, but we're going to go to a song real fast, then we're going to come back and we're going to introduce our guest. That's all right with you?
All right, gotcha. Yeah, sure.
Let's make that happen. We'll be right back. You can tell us love.
Thank you. Palace Radio. Follow me, follow me, yeah, follow me.
Welcome back. It's your boy Storm. It's your boy Rich Money and it's your Storm. We're introducing our next guest, Devon Swanee. I believe I'm saying his name right, please. If I'm not, please correct me. Are you in the building? Devon, are you there? You're on the air. Hello.
Hello, can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you now. Okay, there you go. Okay. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay, now, did I say your name correctly? If I'm not, please, let me know.
Yeah, you said it correctly, Devon.
Devon Swanee?
Swanee. Yes, sir.
Swanee. All right, thank you. It's a pleasure to have you on, man. Definitely appreciate you. I hear a lot of noise, like, in the background. I don't know what that is.
Yeah, man, I'm in transit right now, so it's part of the noise.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. It's all good. As long as you can hear, it's all good. Now, is that your Juwan M. Sween? Is that your government name, or is that some, you know?
That's my government name.
Stage? Okay, you use that as a stage name.
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. So, as far as I know of, you got a lot of things going on, you know. It says you're a motivational speaker, a preacher, a poet, financial educator, community leader, rapper, content creator, influencer, entrepreneur. Which one you want to discuss
first?
Yes,
listen, I'm going to let you choose on that, brother.
That's a whole lot.
I'll let you select.
Welcome.
Okay, let's go with the motivational speaker. Let's start with that. Because you said you're a motivational speaker, and you're also a preacher.
Yes, sir.
Explain that.
Yes, sir. Yeah, man, so, you know, I've been doing it for some time now. You know, motivating people is always something I've been passionate about doing since I was, you know, I would say a teenager. And, you know, I always liked the feeling of being motivated myself. You know, so I took it upon myself to really explore this gift, you know, that God gave me just to be a light, you know, in this world. You know, because especially in my generation, you know, there's a lot of people that are hopeless, a lot of people that, you know, have lost their way in life. And the biggest thing that has kind of re-sparked or re-inspired them was motivation, was feeling empowered. And that's something that I always strive to do, you know, my very best at. And, you know, fast forward, you know, I'm still doing it today. And it has been a tremendous blessing. I've been inspiring a lot of people, impacting a lot of people. And I just know this is only the beginning.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
So tell the listeners, I'm just going to go strong, guys. Tell the listeners a little bit about you. How did you start? You know, what's been going on with you? How do you balance everything?
How do I balance everything? I make an organized schedule. You know, you have to be organized. You know, that's the first key in, you know, maintaining a balanced schedule and a balanced life, everything you have going on, and just prioritizing, you know, the first couple of things that are extremely important, and then the rest, you know, just, you know, leaving that best for last. But it's all about a balanced schedule. It's all about staying organized, and it's all about having the right people around you. Delegation, all about having the right people around you that will help you, you know, stay organized and accomplish the task, you know, that is necessary to complete in order for you to, you know, get the job done, you know. So that is something that keeps me balanced, and that's something that keeps me organized in my day-to-day schedule.
Did I lose you? Well, we're still here.
All right.
Okay, so just listening to the interview, because there's a lot of feedback, and I believe it's just because you're in transit, and because it's live,
right.
it picks it up, you know. But tell the listeners a little about you, you know, for anyone that's new to you, how did you start out? What's the process?
Absolutely. So me, you know, I'm helpful. I'm a man of God, Christian. You know, like I said, a motivational speaker. I'm a family man. I like to travel. You know, I like to meditate, I like to pray, I like to interact with people, I like to help people. you know, that's just a little bit of who I am as far as the process. And, you know, I've come a long way, you know, growing up, you know, in Gordon Heights, which is a town, a neighborhood out in Suffolk County, New York. You know, there was a lot of activity, a lot of gunplay, a lot of violence. And I made a vow to myself growing up that when I became of age, you know, to really start impacting my community in a powerful way. And, you know, that's what I've been doing. You know, it's been a journey. You know, I had a past, you know, where I was, you know, in the street life, in the gang life, you know, doing things I had no business doing. But, you know, God changed my life around, you know, opened my eyes to see, you know, my community in a different light and in a different fashion. And, just keeps using me to be a light and a blessing. And that's what I've been doing since, you know, I was younger.
Okay.
Wow, that's what's up. That's what's up, yeah. And then you are a poet, right, also?
Yes. So I recently just discovered that gift. I would say last year I discovered my poetic gift. I do music, so I feel like the poetry was always there. But, you know, I've really been diving into poetry, you know, a lot heavy lately. But I didn't know it was in me, you know, or I didn't think it was in me, you know, until I identified, you know, just without the beat. And, you know, fast forward, I just kept writing poems. Sometimes I would be driving and I would think of a poem that I was writing down where I would be in a certain space or certain environment, not just start writing, you know, about, you know, that particular thing, you know, putting it in a poetic form. So, you know, poetry is something that I love, something that how I express myself, something that I would recommend anybody to tap into, and that's one of their strengths. And, you know, definitely use that to be a blessing to the world and spread your message. And that's why it's poetry.
Wow, they say, you know, being a poet is, it allows you to express the different things you see and the different things that you've been around, you know, so it definitely tells your story. And you said you do music. Do you feel like your gift to be a poet goes hand in hand with music? Or which one would you say, if you have to choose one, which one would you choose?
Oh, that's a tough one. I love them both equally. I would say the music piece. I feel like I could be more expressive, especially when I have a nice beat behind it. But they go hand in hand. I feel like they're very congruent and identical in some way and in some fashion. But that's really, I feel like that's what rap is. It's rhythm and poetry, you know, so it's the same thing. But I like music better because you can vibe to a beat. And that's something that I always fell in love with.
And how long have you been doing music?
I've been doing music, I would say at 12 years old, you know, I started freestyling, but then I really took it seriously when I was 18.
Okay. And do you write your own music?
Absolutely. I write my own music, 100%.
Oh, wow. That's what's up. Because usually on, you know, our Friday show, we interview artists, producers, poets, you name it. We interview a little bit of everybody. And with the music, we keep it on rotation for free. We rotate the music for each artist. You know, anyone, artist, pioneer, Rich Money can give the list. Whenever he gives the list of people that we've had on the show, you know, we've been in business for, you know, many years at this point, and we keep the music in rotation. We make sure that people know who you are, you know, and that we've had you here on the Palace. So definitely, you know, you gotta send us over some of your music so this way we can, you know, keep it in rotation for you. So how did you get involved with the AAECF?
Well, I got involved. There was an event, a Black History Month event, where I was being honored as one of the Black History Month recipients for all of the, you know, work that I do in my community. And I came across that organization. You know, Ms. Marilyn Winter has been a phenomenal blessing, a phenomenal asset in my life. And as soon as she saw my potential, you know, the great and awesome things I was doing in the community, you know, she wanted to gather with me, learn more about me, who I was as a person, what my vision was for my community and my generation. And, you know, long story short, you know, our relationship just kept on building, you know, from that day forward. And, you know, she has been very supportive of my journey thus far. And I always tell her any way I can be of service to her and the organization that she's a part of, you know, I'm all for it. And that's how that relationship blossomed.
Oh, that's a blessing. Yeah, she's definitely a phenomenal woman. A woman with many, many hats, and she does many things. We know her here on the palace very well. So what's the next step for you? What would you say is the next step? What's next for you?
Well, I have a lot of honors and fires. But the next step for me, you know, I plan on, you know, taking my music career to the next level. You know, I'm working on an EP right now. It's called Hell's Worst Nightmare. And, you know, it's really very inspirational, you know, and I want to change the trajectory of how my generation thinks, you know, about God, about Christ, about, you know, life, about things of value as opposed to, you know, what they're hearing, you know, in the music world today. You know, there's a lot of sexual, you know, information, a lot of negative attraction. And I just want to spread a positive message. You know, so that's what's next for me in my music career. And as far as community, I'm just going to keep doing what I've been doing, serving, being a blessing, providing value, and, you know, being that beacon of hope that people can pull on. So that's my next step.
Okay, and then you also have an LLC. Tell us the name and how you started that.
Absolutely. So my LLC is called Clean, Sophisticated LLC. Our mission is to educate young people on financial literacy. We also motivate and empower them as well. So that's really our mission behind the company that we formulated. The reason why I titled that Clean, Sophisticated is because I think the pride of my last name is Clean, where I come from, my lineage, my bloodline, and the sophisticated part. That came about because I'm all about education. One thing that people know about me, is I educate myself. I'm always constantly improving. I'm always learning. I'm always growing. And I soak up knowledge like a sponge. And I want to, you know, express that same message to our younger generation and those in my generation that, you know, being sophisticated is the new cool. Because social media, between the music that they listen to, they talk about everything else but education, but being sophisticated, but doing what you need to do. And I wanted to change the narrative and the dynamic by expressing and embracing, you know, the fact that education is a very essential component in life and, you know, in our future, you know, especially financial literacy. These things are not taught in school, especially amongst the African-American culture. So it is my duty and it is my job and my responsibility to educate as many people as I possibly can so that they can be educated financially, so that they can put themselves and the next generation in a better financial position, so that way they can thrive and become successful. So that's the mission behind Sweet Social Certificated LLC.
So let me ask you a question. You got down, you're a content creator. Express that. What is a content creator? Express to the listeners what that is.
I'm sorry, say that one more time, sir. I'm still in transit.
You have down that you are a content creator.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
What is
this? I have a YouTube channel. It's called Jawan Selena, my first and last name. And all I do is create content. So I have a TikTok, you know, and all I do is just I make motivational videos, you know. Like a motivational speaker that I am. You know, I posted 60-second clips on TikTok, on Facebook, on Instagram, and even on YouTube. I have my own YouTube channel. So every day, you know, I carve out time to, you know, make content and post it on social media so that other people can listen to me. You never know what they're going through throughout their day. You know, they could be going through depression. Mm-hmm. They could be feeling hopeless one day. They could be overwhelmed with so much going on at home or at work or in their lives. And all they need is that one dose of motivation to uplift them and to help them get re-inspired. So that's why I make the content that I create. And that's why, you know, I'm consistent with all of the videos that I put out. Because if I could just change one life, then I know I'm doing my job.
Okay, okay. I definitely hear you on that. Now, you also got down, you a rapper. What made you want to become a rapper and doing everything that you're doing, and who would you say is one of your big influences as a rapper?
My big influence as a rapper, I would say it was Nas and Jadakiss, you know, him, Jay-Z. Those are my biggest three. There's so many other rappers, you know, so I can't really, if you give me a top five right now, I can't even name top five. You know, it's just too many greats, too many legends that I'm inspired by. But just to give you those three, those are one of my main three artists that I was inspired by. You know, their lyrical flow, you know, their wordplay, you know, their delivery, the whole nine. It has inspired me to get into music as well. The only difference between me and those two legends is that, you know, I don't use profanity in my music. It's very clean. And the message is positive always. It's positive messages that I deliver throughout my music, that I express throughout my music. And, you know, I rap about different topics, such as Christ, because I'm a big believer in God, you know, positivity, you know, buying back the block, you know. I just rap about things that are substantial and that are going to be an asset and a blessing to other people's lives. You know, so that is what I rap about. And thus far, my journey as a rapper has been phenomenal. You know, God has been opening up doors for me to perform, you know, at different events and different places most recently. And, you know, what can I say? I enjoy doing what I love. You know, music is my everything. And, you know, this is only the beginning.
So, where do you see yourself 3 years from now?
Yeah, one more time.
Where do you see yourself 3 years from now?
3 years from now. Man, I see myself, you know, owning a real estate company. I see myself, you know, going on tour, you know, in music. I see myself still impacting my community, you know, in a very powerful, in a robust way. I see my company growing. You know, helping people, consulting with people financially, helping them get their financial status, you know, intact. I see myself writing a book, you know, two books in 3 years about financial literacy and about life. And I just see myself preaching the gospel, you know, as a preacher, motivating people, you know, preaching, inspiring, cultivating my generation, and really, you know, changing the trajectory of how people, you know, see themselves, see God, and see life. So that's why I see myself in the
Mm, okay, definitely for you on that. Now, one more question for you. I didn't even know time was short. That's good God. You know, this is just a good thing, man. You know exactly what you're saying. Definitely honor to have you on. Now, what advice would you give the younger generation that's trying to achieve and get to where you at?
I'm sorry, man. Just say that one more time. You have to say it again.
Okay. What advice would you give the younger generation that's trying to get to where you at?
I would just say, you know, keep God first, and I would just say stay focused, and stay disciplined. You know, I tell my young people all the time, a focused mind equals a focused life. If your mind is right, everything else is going to come together. But your mind got to be right, you got to be in the right place. So, you know, stay focused, stay disciplined, and stay consistent. You know, consistency kills. You know, just keep on working. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't do something. Don't let anybody try to put a label on your identity and a limit for your ability. know that all things gonna come together.
No, sweetie.
All right, so go ahead, Rich Money.
Oh, no, you know, because I don't know why. I've been changing your name all night.
Yes, yeah, you have.
I've just been calling you Sweeney all night.
That's so cool, man.
I've just been changing your name. Bye, 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 boy, man. I've just been changing your name. I don't know, just like Sweeney's like more. I don't know, in my vocabulary, like, okay, yeah, that's his name. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Yeah,
you can't
it's more common.
So, Sweeney, I definitely apologize on that, you know what I mean? Definitely apologize.
So good, brother.
You know.
No problem, man.
You were saying something, Storm?
No, I was just going to say, for him, is there anything that you want the listeners and callers to know that we have not covered tonight?
Not necessarily. I mean, you know, y'all want to support my music, y'all can go to Spotify, look up Scream the CEO, that's also the rap name, my go by, SWPPNBACEO. Spotify, on YouTube, you know, and even on Apple Music, I just dropped a single titled Reminiscing on the Days, based upon, you know, my background and where I grew up at, how my life was. So y'all should go check it out. Other than that, you know, just follow me on the gram at Mr. Wealth and Abundance _. So if you want to keep up with my life and the things that I'm doing, you know, you can definitely check me out on Instagram.
All right, so with that being said, it was definitely a wonderful interview. I do apologize for you guys for the background noise. He is in transit, and we just have to make it do what it do. You know, Juwan, it was a honor having you on the show. You are welcome back anytime. We'll definitely be in the building on the 15th, so we'll be able to meet you and see you in person. And thank you so much. All right, Jonathan Divas, Juwan Sweeney.
Thank you. I appreciate y'all so much.
All right, Rich Money, it was definitely a great show tonight. We covered a lot of different topics this evening, as well.
Oh, yeah, he definitely know his business, too. He definitely knows.
Yeah, as well as
he definitely know where he want to go.
Yeah, as well as a wonderful interview with Juwan Sweeney. I wish it was just a little bit clearer so everyone could have really got the take of what he's doing and where he's going and how powerful that it is. So we'll definitely have to, you know, bring him back at another date where it's, you know, nice and clear and everyone can be able to hear the full interview, because he's definitely, you know, going places, you know, especially, you know, growing up in Gordon Heights and, you know, being able to overcome many challenges in life. So definitely, you know, on a day where, you know, it's better for all, you know, definitely would love to bring him back on the air just to, you know, let them really see exactly what he's really about. And for you, Rich Money, to get his name right, Sween. you kept switching it
up.
Even when
I first brought him on, I said Sweeney, and I'm like, why do I keep saying Sweeney? Like, why is his name in my head like this? I'm like, his name is Sweeney. It ain't no ing at the end of it. Why do I keep calling this man
Me
Sweeney?
Either.
Like,
And I wanted to tell you so bad, just stick with Juwan and leave it alone, because you keep changing it. But it was definitely a great interview.
It definitely was.
For everyone, of course, you know, my intake is to have a blessed, safe weekend, everybody. Be safe out there. And God bless you all. This is Storm signing off.
And don't forget, on Tuesdays, we got the Love Sensation from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. And then on Wednesdays, you got the Diva Squad Love Fantasy from 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. discussing their grown and sexy topics. Love Sensation, nothing but slow dance from the 70s to the new millennium. And then on Fridays, you're back here with Rich Money and Storm. And don't forget, July 15th, that AAECF event is going on, right?
Yeah, July 15th, the AECF event is a free concert in the park. We have a lot of different artists, poets, you name it, dancers, We have a lot going on, guys. Definitely come out, check us out. We'll be in there, definitely in the building. There is a long lineup that we have, but we are super excited. You know, it's definitely shout out to Marilyn from the AAECF, and there's still time if anyone's looking to be a vendor or looking to have do a food truck, be a sponsor, give a donation. You can always go on the AAECFinc.org. You could go on there. All the information is there. It speaks for itself. And then, of course, someone will definitely get back to you. We do have Ornell that's going to be performing. Juwan, of who you just met on the air. AK, we interviewed, I believe it was last week. She is a two-time suicide survivor. She'll be on the air. Mark MK will be there. DJ, Dr. Gregson Bidget, Pickett, he is a saxophone player, I believe. Last year, he was freaking amazing. So definitely have to check him out. DJ Sincere will be there. Chrissy, the vocalist, Devern Williams. It's a lot. Like I said, the lineup is long. A lot of sponsors. DMP, Backyard Boys, A&M Electrical will definitely be there. There's also a Bishop that's going to be there too. Bishop E. Edward. Hopefully I pronounced that right. It's just a little cut off. But we are definitely in the building, guys. There's shopping, food, raffles, so much more. And AAECF is a nonprofit 501c. So definitely check her out. You know, she's doing big things. It's our second annual. We were in the park last year, and it was wonderful. Looking for another year of success, guys. A lot of networking. Just bring your lawn chairs. Bring your lawn chairs. Buy some raffles. Support the vendors. Everyone's going to be out there selling whatever apparel that they have, jewelry, you name it, they'll be there. So it's definitely a powerful event. You don't want to miss it. It's a networking tool. Trying to bring Riverhead back on the map. It's doing big things, guys. So definitely check out July 15th for that, as well as August 4th, 5th, and 6th. Unity Baptist Church is having Family and Friends Weekend. So we'll definitely be hanging out with them on Friday night. It's outdoor movie night. Saturday is going to be fun and activities from 12 to 5, bouncy house, face painting, food trucks, you name it. They'll be there then. And then Sunday morning will be Communion Sunday, starting at 11 a.m. with Unity Baptist Church. So there's definitely a lineup of events that we got going on. And we are super excited, and we want to share our excitement with you. So on behalf of GQ Palace, check us out. One of the events, or all the events, will be there.
We also have a boat ride going on August 25th. Bring back the 90s boat ride. Tickets will be 2 for $50. Get in touch with my man, K. Smith, 404-452-9152. K. Smith for tickets. Or you can get in touch with myself, or Storm. Hit us up. We definitely can ask you guys. August 25th, Bring Back the 90s Boat Ride. It's sponsored by DJ VIP. Who's that? I have no. Hosted by K. Smith. That's it for today, for tonight. Storm.
All right. God bless.
Have a safe and blessed weekend.
sent me to heal it on a mission. Ain't no stress, love, touch it with precision. Just undress, love, I know the right position. Come on, trust me, girl, throw this rock up on your hand, I give you the world in your face.
Woo!
On the real was the honey looking late.
Ooh, baby, baby.
Check it out, check it out, check it out.